see different, what needs to change to get to that next level?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just think, I mean, I think we need to stay healthy next year. You know, I mean, there's not a lot of things this team didn't do that that really didn't help us win. I mean, we prepared well. We worked hard. I just think when you look at it, it's you know, it's sometimes it's little things that show up. You know, we didn't tackle well towards the end of the year. Sometimes penalties hurt us. You know, not taking care of the ball and not getting the ball back for our offense. I mean, those were all the deals that we were able to do the first five games, and we wasn't able to, you know, really pull ourselves out of that last little stretch.
What have you had today regarding a team meeting or what have you?
We had a team meeting and just discussed things that we need to do throughout the offseason, and about it.
What's kind of the message from Coach Zimmer, the parting words for the team?
We just got to work hard. We got to get back. And, you know, we understand that we've got a team that can get some things done, and it's just a matter of going out there and doing it.
Brian, you guys talk a lot about having the luxury of not really seeing a lot of people go, but this is a different feel for you this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been lucky to really have the same core group of guys the last two or three years, and this year's going to be a little bit different because, you know, whether it be guys retiring, whether it be guys that are out of contract now, things like that, it's going to be a different team. It's going to be a little bit of turnover, and, you know, that's where it's going to lie on the front office people to bring in the guys that are going to help us win, and I have faith they'll do that.
Do you but think you have into business and then kind of going through it personally is a little different, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, I think guys have to understand in this league, you never know what's going to happen, but you can't let that affect the person that you are. You've just got to go out and do everything that you can do in order to put yourself in the best position to show them that you deserve to be here.
Do you think the core of players you have now is a good core that can go far in the playoffs? Just matter of getting healthy, winning the close games, what have you?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at the teams that we beat, you know, the first 5 weeks of the year. I mean, we beat the Giants pretty handily. You know, we beat the Texans there. Very good football team. So, you know, it's just a matter of staying healthy. Sometimes that doesn't happen in this league. Sometimes you don't stay healthy. And then, you know, down the stretch, even when we face that adversity of not being healthy, we've got to make the plays. You know, like I said, we've got to tackle better. We can't commit stupid penalties. We've got to keep, creating turnovers and putting our offense in good field position. And those were things that we just weren't able to do down the stretch.
How would you evaluate your individual season?
I mean, I think I played well. I think it was a special season for me. I think it was probably one of the best seasons that I played. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about wins and losses, and I'd rather have those wins.
You've had a locker next to Chad Greenway for a long time. What has he meant to you and this team over the years?
Yeah, it's meant a lot to me as well as the team. Just being with him, you know, over the last 10 years and just always seeing the stand-up guy that he is, always, you know, he's a lot like me, always comes in here ready to work and, you know, has a good time with it and always looks at the positive in things. So, you know, we've had a lot of conversations over the years and a lot of memories that I'll definitely cherish, but he's meant a lot to this team and this organization as well.
Brian, not many players get to go out on their own terms like that. Do you hope that whenever the time is that you'll be able to, you know, assuming he's going out, but do you hope you'll be able to go out on your terms as well, whenever that may be?
Well, I think we all hope that. Whether it happens or not is, you know, really out of our control. But, you know, definitely I think we all hope that, and I definitely hope that. I hope it comes down to a point where it is on my own terms and hopefully be able to go out with a Super Bowl win. Hopefully that'd be nice.
Brian, what's it like to look around and kind of – you might be the last guy standing from a team that you came in. Does it make you feel old, appreciative?
Well, these young cats around here make me feel old anyway. So, especially when you look at a guy like Danielle Hunter, who's 12 years younger than you or 11 years younger than you, and you know, he's probably done enough to earn a starting position next year. So, I'm very proud of him. He's done a lot of good work. But definitely, when you look around and see, you know, that you really are becoming the old guy. It's a little bit different, but I haven't really, you know, had a chance to really step back and look at it in depth.
Are you comfortable with the backup role then? I mean, if Danielle slides into a starting role, presumably that's at your expense.
I mean, and here's the thing. At the end of the day, I'm worried about wins and losses, so I want to do whatever's going to help the team win. And, you know, obviously that's up to the coaches, that's up to everybody. But, I mean, I feel like – I mean, and this is no way me giving up a position, but, you know, I think when you look at what Danilo's done this year, I think in a way he's earned the right, or at least earned a shot at the starting position. So, you know, we'll see. We're going to have to battle it out during OTAs and things like that. But, I mean, he's a heck of a player, and he's got a bright future in his league.
That was kind of your attitude, though, this year. I mean, if he beat you out, you know, wins were the most important thing. Would that
yeah.
be accurate?
I mean, absolutely. You know, here's the thing. I have the utmost confidence in my abilities. You know, but, I mean, if there's a guy that comes in and he earns the spot, then, you know what, hats off to him. And I feel like you look at the body of work he's done this year, I mean, how can you not see it?
Are you willing to renegotiate your contract if they, like Chad had to do his last couple of years?
I mean, we'll see. Well, you know, that's something that I'll have to sit down and talk with my family. And if that happens, you know, that'll be a conversation we have down the road. But right now I'm just ready to relax, you know, go home, get some fishing in, and get back to training here pretty soon.
How long does you know, it take you to decompress, usually?
I don't know. I mean, every year is different. I mean, last year was actually a really hard year for me. You know, it took a little while. I mean, even when I started training, it was one of those where I really didn't feel like going in and training, and I fought through it and was able to get through it. And as you see, it paid off for me this year. But every year is a little bit different. So we'll see how it goes.